Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
My guy, that's Michael Phillips with music. Odyssey Richmond joins us to talk about the Washington football gentlemen. Michael, obviously Jaden Daniels is the headline, but are we talking enough about the fact that Terry McLaurin's not going to play and nobody really seems that concerned about it?
Well, I think people are kind of over the Terry McLaurin story because it's been going on for so long. I think everybody's also making peace with you're not going to travel him to Madrid and play on a soccer field there. You're going to give him the extra week, which gives you the bye. So we're not going to see him until after the bye. I think it's silly to second guess playing him in Kansas City at this point. I think that was a sensible thing to do because he had been cleared. I think the second guessing remains the holdout and how that was handled. And I think everybody's pretty exhausted with that story by now.
How about the Daniels story and the fact that he avoided catastrophic injury? They're not putting him on IR. Tells me they think he might be able to come back sooner than later.
I'm really confused by this. Maybe you boys can help me out. Because, yeah, that's the story this morning. Avoided catastrophic injury, not going on IR. But you also have these reports from reputable people, people I trust, who say he may not come back this season. It depends how the team is doing. And I have a really hard time reconciling those two things. I mean, to me, if Jaden Daniels is healthy, Jaden Daniels plays football. There's not a lot of gray area in that for me. That tells me that something's just not quite exact here in terms of what we know.
Joe Witt's going to move about 65, 70 yards to change his vantage point. How big of an impact do you expect that to have on a defense that has been atrocious going up against a Detroit Lions offense that has been good?
Well, and you got the news today. Two safeties are questionable, Quan Martin, Tyler Owens. I mean, the hits keep coming in terms of injuries and attrition. I don't think strategically it matters. I don't think in the big scheme of things it matters. I was intrigued by the fact that he shared that the players wanted him to come down. Some of the players asked him to. There's a lot of young guys get that instruction on the sideline. But I also love that the players are still asking for things. I think that's one of the storylines this week is the guys have not checked out. I know the national group wanted the story to be players revolt on Dan Quinn for leaving Jaden in the game. That has not been the case. The team is still very much together and fighting for these guys.
What do you expect on Sunday against Detroit?
Well, I expect them to lose. I think everybody does. I also think the revenge element here is very real. I mean, these guys pantsed the Lions as the one seed, the 15-win team at home in the playoffs in a year where they were talking about the Super Bowl. I don't think that's been forgotten, and I think, unfortunately, they're going to take it out on them this weekend because I know the Lions haven't looked great, but I think they will be dialed in for this one. I would love to declare it a moral victory on Monday on my radio show and have everybody calling in getting mad at me for doing that. But I think if the defense plays faster, plays smarter, makes strides, I think we can feel good coming out of this one.
I wanted to ask about that. Like, to me, any progress, that includes not losing by 21 or 23 or 24 or
that's
whatever
the
each
bar
week.
Now?
Like, That to me just shows some growth. As long as they don't get blown out, I guess I'll be more pleased.
Philly yesterday.
Is that fair?
Danny and I were talking about this to his point, and I'm like, you know, I don't think they can win, but I think they could keep this within 8 or 9 points. It's like, wow, it's that bad? That's what we're talking about on Thursday?
We got there really quickly, didn't we? But also, watch the line. It was 10 to start the week and has been sliding down ever since. Somebody believes in these guys. I don't think it's us, but somebody believes that these guys can get it together. And look, here's the thing that's confused me all season long. On paper, there is still talent here. I like Mikey Sanders still. I think he's a really good player. Bobby Wagner is good at football, indisputably, and Deron Payne's having an incredible contract year. It's not like there is no talent on this defense. They've been sloppy. They've been forcing it. They've been making mistakes. And on offense, the O-line, which has a ton of talent on paper, by the way, this O-line is better than the one they fielded last year that kept Jaden safe. They haven't been playing well. They haven't meshed. But there's indisputably talent there. They've just got to put it together.
Michael, thank you, buddy.
Take care, boys.
There's Michael Phillips, Odyssey in Richmond and the Richmonder.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.